When I was going through the seminary, our favorite TV show, we had videotapes, VHS tapes, it was Law and Order. Bernie Healy, a year ahead of me, his dad was a judge, and Bernie had his sister send us copies of the show. As Bernie called it, he was from Providence, lore and order. And we would drink beer and eat pizza as we watched lore and order. Do you like courtroom dramas? They are fun. TV, movies. Tell you, one of my favorite books, Anatomy of a Murder. I learned so much from that book. I learned so much about the adversarial system, what prosecutors were trying to do, the mindset of a defense attorney. It was eye-opening to me. But I must admit, I do like courtroom dramas. I like those scenes, and I think we all have our favorite scenes. The gospel this morning, that's a courtroom drama that's unfolding. You know, usually on TV or the movies, the defendant right away pleads not guilty. And then in the second to the last scene, you've got some kind of dramatic self-confession on the witness stand. Not so this morning. Jesus, right off the bat, guilty. The charge is, are you a king? Yes. With a little clarification. My kingdom is not of this world. If it were of this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over. As it is, it's not here. He is a king. But not the kind of king that Pilate expects. He's not a rabble-rouser. He's not trying to overthrow the Roman government. My kingdom is not here. And after he clarifies that, after he gets behind that new definition of a king, he cops a plea. He says, yes. You say I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Anyone who belongs to the truth listens to my words. Now, John uses that word truth in the gospel. And any time in John's gospel you see that word, truth, think reality. The world as it really is. Not the world as we think it is. Not the world that we think it should be. But the world as it is. The world as God's world. And whenever Jesus uses that term truth, he's talking about the revelation of himself, the revelation of truth, of reality, that comes through his words, that come through his deeds. That is his testimony, to testify to the truth. Later on in John's gospel, Jesus will say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Whoever believes in me will have eternal life. That is what he testifies. Jesus is real. Reality. Eternal life is real. Salvation is real. Redemption is real. And he gives his testimony fearlessly. That's not Pilate. Pilate is not fearless. Pilate is full of fear. Pilate keeps shuttling back and forth between the crowd and Jesus. To go to another courtroom scene, Pilate cannot handle the truth. It shakes him up. But Jesus is calm. He's serene. His testimony offered for all. Have you ever heard the expression, or maybe you've seen it on a billboard or a church marquee? If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? You've heard that? That is a wonderful question. That is a question that we all need to wrestle with. That is a question that we all need to honestly ask ourselves. If you were arrested for being a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict you? But before you get to the conviction, before you get to the evidence, there is a first question. The question to get the ball rolling. How do you plead?